Previously on the Secret Place podcast.
And so a bunch of people came and they started saying stuff to me, and I was getting DMs, emails, comments of like people like threatening me, threatening to harm me and hurt me, and like telling me to harm myself, and like all these crazy things.
I believe the way that you're going to find freedom and not care about what other people think is when you're spending time in the secret place, shutting the door behind you, going to the Father, going to the one you don't care about anything else.
Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the Secret Place podcast. I'm your host, Karu Ellington. For this episode, we are just going to be continuing Fear of Man Part 2 featuring Bryce Crawford, because for some reason, last week's episode just got cut. There's about like 15, 20 minutes remaining. So we're just going to hop right into that, and I hope you guys enjoy.
I don't want to be the type of guy that sits back and waits for someone to do it.
Right.
I want to do it. I'm you never know. And it's also too, like, we can never selfishly be like, I want to pray for that person. Mm. I want to give that dude $5 and bless him with some seed. Mm. Like, you can't selfishly think about that. Mm. That's an unction of the Holy Spirit. Any part of your body can't selfishly be like, oh, yeah, let me just go give that guy something. Mm. Like, no, that's the Holy Spirit. And so if you feel an unction or a pull to give or pray, act on it.
Yeah.
Because that's the Holy Spirit. You can't selfishly do it. That scripture really touches us close.
No, that's fire. That speaks to me.
And then there's a scripture in 2 Timothy where it says, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and love.
And sound mind.
And sound mind. And with that, understanding that that fear of what are people going to think of me is not from God.
Mm.
It is not from God.
Yeah.
And I believe that lie personally. If I'm biting into that lie, it's because I don't know who I am, and I'm like, oh, I haven't spent time with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm listening to this feeling and this demonic doctrine of fear than just listening to what Jesus thinks of me. And so I got to go fill myself up with him before I go out, because I got to know what he thinks about me. And if, and like, this is just like a heart check. You know, if you're afraid of what other people think of you and sharing your faith, then evangelism is about you and not him.
Mm.
Because you're more worried about how people's perception of you than people's perception of Jesus.
That's so good.
And the whole purpose of evangelism is to give people a taste of heaven.
Yeah.
So that when they meet the man, they're not shocked at who he is.
Come on.
And so, like, if you want to evangelize and you want to share your faith, like, the first encouragement would be, like you said, hit the secret place, know him.
Mm.
Just know him.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you know him, you'll realize you're sharing your faith with more people just by living it. Where, I mean, 1 Peter 3:15 says, be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks for the hope inside of you. But do it with gentleness and respect.
Mm.
It says don't do it with anger and frustration because they don't understand.
Yeah.
It says do it with gentleness and respect.
And you do that so well. If y'all don't know Bryce, his what is your Insta? Just Bryce Crawford.
Yeah,
like on Instagram, YouTube. Y'all need to watch this stuff. I watched like one of your videos for the first time just a few days ago. It's absolutely insane. Like the work that you're doing and like how you enter in and approach it. It's in such a Christ-like manner. It's like you're not forcing anything. It's like, I'm going to tell you about Jesus, but you always start just loving on somebody. That's exactly what Jesus does. But I believe a lot of people have a skewed perception of sitting on the side of the street screaming like you're going to hell. That's not what it's about, bro. Like, we're going to speak the truth, but if the truth is not spoken in love, then what is it spoken in vain?
Come on.
And there, a lot of people are like wanting to do that and wanting to like go on the streets and speaking that just for a checklist. Like just because you lead people to Christ don't mean like you finna get something. Like it ain't like you're getting, you know what I mean? It's just like we're doing it out of the overflow, because when we become like Christ, that's what Christ did, you know?
Yeah, come on.
Also too, another thing that you said was like, basically like God created us like to live in freedom and to thrive. What does that look like? Because I believe a lot of people have experienced the Lord, but they don't know what like living in freedom is actually like.
Yeah, a lot of Christians, oh, I love this, because a lot of Christians will say, yeah, brother, like I'm a Christian, I'm saved, and I believe in the gospel, but I'm always going to have this addiction, or I'm always going to fall back into this thing, no matter how long I go without it, I'm always going to go back, and I'm always, and when I read the Bible, I'm just like, man, like, where are these guys getting that? Like, because, like I said, in John 8, 32 through 36, I think in verse 34, Jesus says, everyone is a slave to sin, but a slave is temporary, and sons are forever. And it says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And so, you know, you got a lot of Christians who say, I'm a Christian, and I'm saved by grace, brother. But
do you think they're actually a Christian?
Well, I just don't think they understand the fullness of the gospel.
Mm.
Because people have a limited perception of it. It's like, oh, God, like, I believe in Jesus, but God can't set me free from the thing that I'm shackled to. Well, you surely can't shake yourself from it, so who's going to set you free? Like, it's like if an inmate came on your podcast that had just gotten out of jail, and he sat down in this chair, and he goes, yeah, man, I just got released from jail. I'm totally free. Mm. But he had an ankle monitor on.
Yeah,
that brother ain't free. They're tracking him. He's limited. Mm. That's how a lot of Christians we live in.
Yeah.
And when Paul writes about sin, he never says when you sin. He says if you sin, know that there's an advocate for you for the Father, and his name is Jesus, he says in 1 John. He never says when, because when is implying that it's going to happen. Mm. Paul says if, saying if you have experienced the freedom of Jesus. He writes about sin as an if, and he writes about the faithfulness to Jesus as an if.
Wow.
If you love God. And it says in 1 John 5:8, oh, I got to pull it up. Come on. I love 1 John.
We need Bible.
I'm so passionate about this topic, because so many people live bound, but they're allowing themselves to live bound.
Mm.
When we experience and believe in the full power of Jesus, then nothing. Oh, this is so cool. It's got the passage is about overcoming the world. It says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Our faith. And faith is the persistent pursuit of God despite our circumstances, despite the way we feel, despite how your morning went. If you're still praying, even though you can't feel God, that's faith. If you're still reading your Bible, even though, man, I don't feel like reading it, but I know I need to hear what he has to say for me, that's faith. Like, just persistently pursuing him. For those who have faith, it's really interesting. And he says, walk in the light. I'm writing these things to you. In 1 John 2, my little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. It's just an if, an if, and an if.
I think a lot of people take advantage of that. Like, it's like, okay, well, I remember when I was, like, actively living in sin, specifically, like, porn addiction and stuff. It was just like, oh, well, the Lord's going to forgive me. I can go to him, and he forgives me. It's like, and then I go back to it. But I don't think what people understand is, like, repentance is a two-step process. Like, first you, like, come to the Lord and say, forgive me. But the second part, it says turn away.
Yep.
So it's like, whenever you're going to the Lord, it's like, God, forgive me, and you're not turning away.
Yeah.
It's like, bro, what? And I believe there's a lot of people who, like, are going through that and, like, struggling with that. So, like, what encouragement would you give them in, like, in the turning away?
Yeah, don't try to not sin. Because when you try to not sin, that's when you're probably going to sin the most.
Come on.
Because the burden is on you to try not to sin. Like, when I'm saying that if you sin and walking in freedom, people get mad at me, and I'm like, I'm not even thinking about not sinning.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about loving him.
About Jesus.
And by loving him, I'm looking up.
Yeah.
If I'm not looking here, of course I'm going to get apples thrown at me, and I'm going to look at it, and one apple's going to look really shiny, and maybe I will bite that apple.
Come on.
But if I'm looking here, it doesn't matter how many apples are in front of me, because I'm looking up, and those apples aren't even in my vision or perception. I'm just looking at him. So my encouragement would be not to try to not sin. Don't do that. Just love him.
Come on.
And by loving him, he'll naturally manifest through you, and he'll just naturally flow off of you. And people will say, oh man, this isn't that. And it's just so powerful. So just love him.
And what do you say, like, for, like, because you're talking about faith. Faith is heavy. I mean, you can't please the Lord without faith. So it's like, what happens when your circumstances aren't aligning with just in the world? Like, it's just like, feels like everything is, like, not going in your favor, but how can you have faith in a God, like, who's allowing you to go through this stuff?
Yeah, I think it's cool, because in James, James says that hard times produce endurance in the faith. And so actually, when we go through hard times, God is allowing the hard times to happen to us to make us stronger in him. But I was encouraged by the Old Testament with Israel. Even though Israel is a bunch of knuckleheads, when they would get in something, they wouldn't look at history linear. Like, a lot of people look at it like, oh, the things happened in the past, the future's to come, and I'm living in the moment. But Israel would say, God's done something before.
Right.
So if he's done it before, he'll do it again with more power. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, God delivered us from Egypt, so he'll deliver us again. And then God deliver us from this, so he'll do it again and do it again. And so I think it's a combination of, leaning in and like asking the Lord, like when you're going, oh, because in James, as he's explaining, thank you, Jesus, for reminding me that, as he's explaining that hard times produce endurance in the faith, he says, if you lack wisdom, ask God and he'll give it to you. That applies both just in the natural, if you need wisdom, ask God. But for that passage, he's saying, if you lack wisdom on why this is happening to you, ask God for wisdom on why this is happening to you, and he will give it to you. And so those like tuning into that and saying, God, you know, I may not fully understand this, but just because I'm limited in my understanding doesn't mean that you're not loving. It doesn't mean that you don't care about me. It doesn't mean that you're not with me, but I'm going to trust in what your word says and your truth, because this, the word will never fade away. And then also understanding of, reminisce on what God's done in your past. And if God has set you free and delivered you and done things even before you were a Christian, if you're a Christian now, he's definitely done stuff and set you free and saved you a lot before. Like, reminisce on all those things and say, if he's done it before, he'll do it again with more power. Because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And when we remember testimonies of Jesus, it actually does something in the air. It births something for God to do it again with more power.
Come on. And the scripture says in Matthew 6, seek first the kingdom and all be added. But I believe we're just a generation who doesn't, we're not seeking. We don't actually don't even care. We're seeking things, but it's not the Lord. At the end of the day, everyone is seeking something. In this today's society, it's like validation, probably through social media, through relationship, through things. And it's like, how's that turning out for you? But if you would seek first the kingdom, everything else is going to follow. Wisdom's going to follow. Faith is going to follow. Blessings are going to follow. Not always in the way that you think they're going to, but just the thing is, like, I just like want you to imagine, like, if you lost like $1 million in your house, what are you gonna do? Look for it. You're gonna look for it. I mean, you're gonna seek it out, because it's like, that's a lot of money. You know the worth of it and the cost of it. So it's like, you're gonna turn your whole house around. You're gonna flip everything around to find it.
Yeah.
Why are we not treating Jesus like that? The King of the universe. Why are we not treating him like that?
Right.
Because we don't even care.
Yeah.
We actually don't even care. Like, if anything, like, people are always like asking, like, how can I grow close to Jesus? How can I do that? Bro, you can have as much as Jesus as you want. He's literally given all of himself to you. It's just up to you. So if you don't have a strong relationship with Jesus, that's on you. You don't even want it. We're just not willing to seek. He says, seek first the kingdom and everything else is going to follow.
Dang, that's real. Not a lot of people want to hear it. Mm-mm. We got to put our feet to our faith.
Come on.
Come on, bro.
So it's really just up to you. Like, if you're really wanting to follow the Lord and get closer with him, and people, how you get close? Bro, you just got to seek him out. Like, this is the thing, and I'll continue to tell this. My social media, and if you follow Bryce on social media, y'all, we're not the main meal. Like, we're just the literal appetizer. The Lord is the main meal. So, like, if you're coming on my podcast to get fed every single day, bro, nah, this ain't, I mean, it's called The Secret Place, but this isn't The Secret Place. You have to have your time alone with the Father. It's like, so if you're coming and watching our social media and it doesn't drive you to want to go spend time with Jesus, we're not doing our job. We're not doing our job. So I pray in Jesus' name that as you've heard our conversation today, that this actually drives you to want to spend time with the Father, because it's not about us. We're just vessels. We are complete just vessels for our Father. Anyways, Bryce, thank you so much for being on this episode. Y'all, we might end up doing another one. I'm not sure. We just take it where the spirit goes. It's been awesome, bro.
Dude, thanks for having me on. I love you, dude.
Of course. I know. I love you, too.
You're awesome.
Thank you. All right, y'all. I will be posting episode next Tuesday. I love you guys so much. Go get in your word. God bless you. Bye.